Part 1.
Listen to a conversation and decide if the statements are true or false. Hi, Sarah. How's your new job?
It's great. I love teaching and I really enjoy working with the children in my class. But it's hard work too.
Do you start early in the morning?
Yes. School starts at 9 o'clock, but I always get there at 8:30. Then I have lessons all morning.
Do you get a lunch break?
Yes. I usually bring something with me from home, or sometimes I get a sandwich from the school canteen. Then I have a few more lessons in the afternoon, and school finishes at 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's good. You have your evenings free?
Not really. I often have work to do.
So you don't have much free time then?
Well, I always go to the gym after work for about an hour. When I get home, I just finish my work and then watch TV or read a book.
Do you go out during the week?
Very rarely, because I like to go to bed early.
I see. Well, at least you never work at weekends.
That's true.
Let's go to the cinema on Saturday night then.
What a great idea.
Now listen again.
Listen to a conversation and decide if the statements are true or false. Hi, Sarah. How's your new job?
It's great. I love teaching and I really enjoy working with the children in my class. But it's hard work too.
Do you start early in the morning?
Yes. School starts at 9 o'clock, but I always get there at 8:30. Then I have lessons all morning.
Do you get a lunch break?
Yes. I usually bring something with me from home, or sometimes I get a sandwich from the school canteen. Then I have a few more lessons in the afternoon, and school finishes at 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's good. You have your evenings free?
Not really. I often have work to do.
So you don't have much free time then?
Well, I always go to the gym after work for about an hour. When I get home, I just finish my work and then watch TV or read a book.
Do you go out during the week?
Very rarely, because I like to go to bed early.
I see. Well, at least you never work at weekends.
That's true.
Let's go to the cinema on Saturday night then.
What a great idea.
Part 2.
Listen to a school secretary talking to one of the teachers and fill in the gaps in the table.
Ah, Mr. Peters, can I have a word with you, please?
Of course.
There are 3 new students in your English class.
Right.
Can I give you their details now?
Yes, sure. Just let me get a piece of paper.
All right. The first one is Céline Poulain.
Poulain? How do you spell that?
P-O-U-L-A-I-N. She's French and she's 25 years old.
Does she have a job?
Yes, she's a doctor.
How interesting. What about the second student?
He's called Manuel Garcia.
Spanish?
No, he's Mexican. He's 32 and he's an engineer.
Right.
And the third student is Eva Liponen.
Is that L-I-P-P-O-N-E-N?
Yes, that's right, Liponen. She's from Finland and she's 21 years old.
What's her job?
She's an artist. They all start next week.
That's fine.
Now listen again.
Ah, Mr. Peters, can I have a word with you, please?
Of course.
There are 3 new students in your English class.
Right.
Can I give you their details now?
Yes, sure. Just let me get a piece of paper.
All right. The first one is Céline Poulain.
Poulain? How do you spell that?
P-O-U-L-A-I-N. She's French and she's 25 years old.
Does she have a job?
Yes, she's a doctor.
How interesting. What about the second student?
He's called Manuel Garcia.
Spanish?
No, he's Mexican. He's 32 and he's an engineer.
Right.
And the third student is Eva Liponen.
Is that L-I-P-P-O-N-E-N?
Yes, that's right, Liponen. She's from Finland and she's 21 years old.
What's her job?
She's an artist. They all start next week.
That's fine.
That's the end of listening part